Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is your host, Stewie. How's everyone's weekend going? I must say this weekend went very well yesterday. It was a very beautiful day, the weather-wise. And then today has been nothing but rain, slushy mix going on today, which has caused a lot of accidents. So if you were out today, thank God it's you're blessed and you came back home alive and safe. And for the ones out there that got into car accidents and so on and so forth, a lot of injured people today, then, we all pray that you guys recover very well. But it was a lot of accidents today. So I hope that, it's terrible on a holiday weekend to have to go through all of that. And high five to everyone that actually has a day off tomorrow. Some people have a day off tomorrow and some people don't, depending on what industry that you're currently working in. So high five to you. And even if your day is half, if it's part-time, meaning you pretty much work half of the day, then high five to you still. So you're not working the whole day. But it's a holiday, so much to do, much to get done on a holiday, things that you couldn't get done during the week. And if some businesses are open, you'll definitely be able to go ahead and handle that, I'm sure. Okay, so we're actually supposed to get another wintry mix on Wednesday, as far as I hear. But other than that, after today, we're supposed to be okay. And then Wednesday, we're supposed to get a little bit more, and then we should be okay for the rest of the week. But we've been doing good weather-wise as far as, I wouldn't say we've been doing good because it's been dropping below 20, and then it's reaching 20, and then, over the weekend, it's been reaching 40, slightly over, which is pretty good still. Because it's, the higher it goes, definitely the warmer it is. And lie to you not, it is unbearable when it's below 30. Definitely it is very much so unbearable. You have to be layered up, and I mean definitely layered up. And we have pretty much a few more weeks of winter, pretty much by March going on into April. We should be okay as far as spring, but I'm definitely can't wait until this is over. I hate the winter. I absolutely hate it. And it's even more sad. I got a birthday coming up. So how many of you got a birthday coming up? I definitely have mine coming up in February. Happy birthday to all my February babies, Aquarius and Pisceans. Starting as of next week, we actually should be going into the Mercury retrograde for the next 3 weeks. So as I said in the caption of the show, definitely don't travel as much. Of course, it's wintertime, so I don't know how much traveling happens during the winter. But if it does, all good in the neighborhood. But be careful with traveling. And communication, definitely don't commit to any things contract-wise, and be careful with your relationships if you are in a relationship. If not, don't worry about it. But like I said always, for all my astrologers and non-astrologers, if you're not familiar, if you are familiar, definitely research and see if anything has changed as far as the information that's always given when there's a Mercury retrograde. Now, let me go ahead and get into the celebrity news. Not much on the celebrity era for today. Everything that be happening happens all course the week, and it's something minimal to something big, and then it's like, is it even worth covering? And sometimes it is, sometimes it's not. But other than that, there's a lot of worldwide political news going on, which is, it gets terrible by the day. I try not to really watch the news because it really is terrible. But what's funny is I'm like the opposite. I wouldn't watch the news because I just can't stand how the world is so terrible, but yet I'll watch the ID channel, which shows me all the terrible stories of people being kidnapped and murdered. But I like that personally better, only because I know there's a happy ending. The person gets caught, the person gets sentenced, so on and so forth. It's a closed case. There you have it. So that's what keeps me interested, because I know that case has been solved. Watching the news, it doesn't help me know that if it got solved or not. Some of these cases really go cold for years. There's a lot of cases out there, 20, 30 years it's been sitting. With that in mind, if you have any news or any information that you can help the police departments in your area with, then by all means. I really don't touch bases on those sensitive topics, but I know there's a lot of missing persons out there. And it's definitely best to go ahead and if you know anyone, if you're feeling guilty about something, I apologize if I'm like putting you on Front Street, but definitely speak it over with someone, help the law enforcement close all those cases. Now, as far as celebrity news goes, Bradley Cooper is definitely getting a lot of acknowledgement with this new movie, American Sniper. Now, I know American Sniper, been out for a little bit, is definitely going for an Oscar. Now, Selma, the movie Selma. Around this area, Philadelphia area, Selma has actually been being premiered by college students for free, so that's pretty good. And it also actually just made it, due to the time framing of when you're supposed to submit things for the Oscars, it just made it, just made it as best motion picture. So that's actually good, Selma. If you don't know what Selma is, definitely you can look up these movies, American Sniper. It was Hotel Budapest. I'm not sure if I said that one correctly. The Selma, and you know, you had a lot of movies that I was not familiar with, but definitely get familiarized with these movies that sometimes. Oh, Boyhood, made it a lot of nominations, and so if you're not really familiar with those type of movies, definitely get educated on them. I personally, I like Bradley Cooper. I was actually watching American Sniper last night. Don't ask how or why, but I was actually watching it last night. And then Bradley Cooper, definitely. I like Bradley Cooper on a skinnier scale, but, you know, sometimes these actors and actresses got to pack on a few pounds just to go ahead and meet the quota for that particular movie. So it is what it is. But I love Bradley Cooper. He's actually so gorgeous with his lovely eyes and curly hair. Anyways, moving along. So I wanted to go ahead and get into if anyone has already filed their taxes this year already. I mean, a lot of people get jumped head start on it all the time. I hear people actually get theirs before December even hit ends. So that just, that to me, I'm sorry. It just seems to be that's a little bit too desperate for me. But hey, it is what it is. Available for you to file as early as possible, especially if you have bills that you want to take care of and so on and so forth. So, also, if you haven't gotten your taxes already done this year for the month of January, of course you have until April 15th. If you didn't know the deadline, now you know. April 15th is the deadline to file your taxes. I normally file mine in February, so by the time I actually get mine, it's not until about March. So, so definitely, if you've already filed yours, I filed to you. If not, then I understand. You'll be fine. It definitely seems sure. Now, I don't normally touch bases on this whole Bill Cosby situation. I think I touched bases on it one time before, but I am just not sure if I can really accept these accusations that's being said about Bill Cosby. I just believe that maybe it's another publicity stunt. Maybe these ladies wanted some kind of acknowledgement and never got it. I'm not sure, but it just seems to be things are just crazy with the whole Bill Cosby situation, and you know, I'm not sure if I can really fully believe everything that's going on. And so Amber Rose has, I would say, just like Kim Kardashian had did, has, I think personally, has broke the internet with the whole Instagram picture of her in a very stringy bikini, and not too long ago she had also stated she wants to get back with Khalif. I don't know how much of that is accurate, all showing how her actions have been lately, but she's definitely flaunting it because she knows she has it. So high five to Amber Rose. And as far as any more celebrity news that I have for you all, let me see. Now, Rihanna, of course, has just still been quiet. I think I had touched bases on it. Yes, on my last show, how Rihanna has been definitely quiet lately, not much in the news. And, you know, sometimes it's really good. It's really good to just really fall back to more publicity. I mean, it's way too much. It comes way too much after a while, and you just want a break because you could definitely lose your mind after a while. It really is. So for all my up-and-coming music artists, keep that in mind. You know, you got to keep your sanity some way, shape, or form. So definitely try your best to keep your life as private as you can, you know, and just definitely keep it moving in life, and don't really worry about negative feedback all the time. So that doesn't help you neither. Also, I wanted to touch bases on the fact that I read up not too long ago, but I just forgot about saying it. I read up not too long ago, this rapper Kevin Gates, I think that's his name, had admitted that he had sexual relations and a relationship with one of his cousins. Now you can't do that with your first blood cousin, but any other person underneath of that it's kind of sort of okay, but it's still sickening because you can't really technically have kids with that person and or marry that person because you're too much blood related. So that's a little nasty, but he had actually went to his Instagram and admitting all that, especially in a song, some lyrics that he had put together about the whole situation. It's a little bizarre to me, but, you know, how many of you actually have encountered that yourselves? And, you know, of course, it didn't make it public because you're not a celebrity. But, you know, as far as I know, and I'm aware that, you know, a lot of marriages, before you fully make it official, they sometimes that you're actually opted to take a blood test to make sure that you are not related to that person that you're getting married to. If you didn't know that, now you know. And how many of you all are actually in a relationship, but your partner is not really too much concerned or acts like they're not too much concerned about if you're talking to someone else or if you're, you know, really interested in other people, so on and so forth. You know, I've encountered some guys that are just like, you know, I really don't care. You know, all this other kind of stuff. You know, when I'm at work and I call my girlfriend or I'm at work and I call my boyfriend and, you know, I don't sit on the phone asking them where they've been, what they're doing. You know, I don't do all that because I don't care. Now, what does that mean? You know, sometimes you say that you don't care because you don't care because you're doing the same thing, or you don't care because you don't want to seem insecure, or you do care in the back of your mind. You know, you have that trust that that person won't really do that to you. So you don't want to, I look at it as you don't want to keep instilling that into that person that you're with, because sometimes you never know the mentality of a person and they will take that information and run with it. And actually, I'm the type of person, I don't have time for that situation. It's just, that's just too, to me, that's too much of a headache. I mean, I'm not going to say I'm a saint. Back when I was a teenager, that was, unfortunately, that's how I rolled as a teenager. So I do. No, as an adult, that it is way too much of a headache. I mean, some of you men, actually, I don't know how you, some of you men, that's why majority of you men get caught. So, and when a female does cheat, a female only cheats with one person, and she keeps it very, very secret and very skilled at her craft. I mean, some females actually do get caught, just like men, they slip up. But you men, you try to handle one too many. So that's just where you fall at. And even if you do have one, you still slip up because you don't know exactly how to hide your stuff. But that's just what it is. How relationship goals are. Not goals, but that's how relationships are sometimes. But for all my faithfuls out there in relationships, high five to you all. You keep the relationship statistics and standards alive. Appreciate it. But for everyone else who's just in a relationship for money, in a relationship for popularity, in a relationship for whatever, you know, you need help some way, shape, or form, regardless of money or not. You need help emotionally, you need help physically, you need whatever it is. I really hope that, you know, sooner or later you'll understand that love is more important to receive versus money. You know, everyone is considered successful when you are able to master a new skill. That's considered success because, like I've told you in the other past shows, the more you know, the best, the better you're able to apply yourself to the world. So, and it's who you know too, though, that also helps you out. So for all my faithfuls out there, thank you so much for keeping the relationship alive. So as we're counting down the last few minutes of the show, as always, you guys can always replay my old past shows via the archive links for past tips, interviews, topics, so on and so forth. If you would like an image consultation, you can always reach me at prestoexperts.com, or if you're still used to typing in liveperson.com, you can definitely do so. I am titled under Conversation with Sue. Conversation with Sue, that's S-T-E-W-Y. You could also follow me on Instagram. Let me know that you heard the show, and I will definitely follow you back. If you just follow me and I don't notice you had got my contact information off the show, I won't follow you back. I mean, I'm just being honest. So let me know that you definitely heard the show and you're following me, and I'll definitely follow you back on Instagram. It's at Sue Tui, S-T-E-W-Y-C-H-E-W-Y. Also, for future reference, I never say it, but I'll say it now. The guest call-in number is 347-884-9371. Again, that's 347-884-9371. And you guys can always give me a call and give me some of your feedback, or I can talk to you if you want to be talked, you know, if you want a quick
1 to 2 minute image consultation. I could do those for free if you like. So if you guys have any business inquiries, email me at my business email address. That's for your image. I'm forgetting my own email address. How about that? For your image LLC at gmail.com. Talk to you guys on Wednesday.